pipeline.
I should have saved that news story for now.
Yeah.
Not that one.
Yeah.
The trip to the Grove, marred again by a horrific death.
Hold on now.
Every time I go to Williams Grove, dude, someone gets fucking...
So you're at the racetrack. Ice, dude. You're at the racetrack.
We went down the track, but it's so fucking fun.
I bet.
It's so fun. Unless you get hit by a fucking car.
So this is, what's it called? Like, not go-kart racing, but it's
sprint cars.
Sprint car.
Yeah.
Sprint kart racing.
They fly, dude. It is fucking insane. You can't understand until you're there.
That's like what people say about NASCAR.
Oh, I'm sure NASCAR's.
People are like,
ridiculous.
Dude, if you went to a NASCAR event, you'd become a NASCAR fan.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't go, because I don't want to become it. And it's not even a big, I don't want to be a NASCAR fan. I just don't need like that itch in my life.
Well, I don't
know. Like, what are you checking? I'm like, fucking rankings.
See how Kendrick's doing.
See how Kendrick's doing.
Checking in on that 63 car. Yeah, this is like, dude. And first off, they're out of control the whole fucking time.
They're on the dirt.
Like every turn they make, they're swerving and then they hit the straightaway and go. They go so fucking fast.
What kind of dude does it take? To be like, because you got to work your way up through the dirt tracks. You don't just get to hop in a NASCAR.
Williams Grove is like a serious raceway too. Like those guys are like good.
I knew. I used to. One of my roommates like was a dirt track driver. I don't think he ever took it down to Williams Grove. That's where the big boys. He was probably like on another track.
But they're gonna have to do something about that fucking track.
What?
I mean, again, a guy died last year, and then while we're there, a guy got hit by a car.
And this was not, this is a pedestrian?
This was, I think he was a pit crew guy.
Oh.
Or he was like something, he was down on the track, a car flipped over the fence and hit him.
How, the driver of the flip car was fine?
Probably, yeah.
Relatively fine, I guess.
Yeah, you're in those. They all crash. They crash the whole time. Like, it's rare that they get around like three laps. It's usually like one or two or three laps, then someone crashes. Then everybody goes slow for like two laps. They get the car off the track and then start flying again.
Do they finish the race once somebody dies? Or they
no,
like,
when
everyone
that guy died,
go
they had to. They called it.
What? That's gotta suck.
Also, 61 was the winner.
Was he really?
he was in first when the guy got killed.
So that's how they just won. Race until someone dies, and then they go
home.
Yeah,
they race until someone dies, and they're like, "All right, whoever was winning when that guy got hit, you win."
The race never ends.
It was fucking. It was nuts, man.
Oh, what was the crowd like? Oh,
well, it's so loud. It's so loud you couldn't hear it because we were on the infield. On the other side. I mean, the whole thing's like less. It's like the size of a football
field. How much does the tickets cost?
$15.
I mean,
bring your beer
in. If you think about what they're selling, dude, possibility of a Faces of Death video live in person. If you go every year, you're going to catch somebody bite the dust.
I'm 2 for 2.
That's insane.
Thankfully, I wasn't there when.
For what, $30? You've seen two people die for $30?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's not bad.
I didn't see this guy die, though. If I did, that would be pretty fucked up.
Did you see him get hit?
Apparently, he was standing on the bed of a truck.
Oh.
And he was a 67-year-old man. So he went out on a shield. Like, he went out dying exactly how he would have wanted to.
He went straight to Valhalla, dude.
That's exactly what I said when it happened. Dude, I was like, that man was just sent to Valhalla. Dude. I said that in the parking lot. We went back on the grass, started chugging some beers for him.
You had to.
R.I.P.
Damn, he bit it. He squirted that shit. And he did the Mad Max squirt in his mouth, dude, and stepped up. It was like, bop.
Just, apparently, he was, people I know knew him.
Yeah.
And they were like, he was such a fucking nice dude.
Really?
He was 67. And,
you know, I mean, dude, at 67,
a fucking car flipped out of a racetrack and crushed him.
It's one way to die,
dude.
That's
Matt, a good way to go.
He's getting immortalized at the track.
He's going to have a memorial now.
What would you rather do? Just like slowly shit yourself and turn like 73?
Or just have that one split second of like, whoop.
I was on the
Here
plane.
It comes.
I was thinking about crashing the whole time I was on the
every
plane.
Every time I'm on a plane.
I was on a small plane too. So we were hitting like lots of hard turbulence. And I was like, dude, that feeling of like. So even when the plane dips a little from turbulence, when you fall, it's just that feeling the whole time, and then you die. It's just like your stomach's dropping. You're like,
plane crash must be, because you have a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah, man.
You got a lot of time to be like, ooh.
Well, especially when the noise kicks in. Once you know you're going down, it goes. It's like, it's just turbulence, just turbulence. Once you hear it. You're like, oh, dude, we're definitely dying. All of us are dying
now.
Just
women screaming and shit. People, that's what I think would bother them. I mean, obviously, you know, impending death wouldn't be great.
For sure.
But, like, the paranoia or the hysteria on the plane. Just the pandemonium would just be fucking horrendous.
Especially, like, I'd be, my girlfriend would be clinging to me.
Dying in, like, a panic like that?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
In with your girlfriend, where, like, she's clinging onto you.
Screaming incoherent and you're shit. Just like, and you're just like, shut up. Fuck. Just 1 second. Just yeah, like, shut up.
We're going to die. That you want to seriously spend your last 30 seconds like this?
Oh, man. I don't know.
I'd be fucking freaking out.
Yeah, of course.
We hit some hard turb, and I was just like, we go out. Dude.
Yeah, I try to think
started
that
thinking
way.
About the podcast. I'm like, if I died in a plane on the way here, probably be pretty good for the podcast. I was like, it'd be all right.
No, I think the cast would suffer.
I mean, we get a nice little pop. We get it in like the daily times.
I got about eight. Like the, I got about eight flights this August, dude. You'll
do
be
you really?
There's a decent chance I big bopper out and go down. Cast will live forever, though.
I mean, if one of us bites it in a fucking airplane accident, it'd be tight if the airplane... I was reading The Atlantic while I was flying, and there was an article I wanted to read about like the disappearance of the Malaysian airliner.
Yeah.
I got like three words in, and I'm like, I'm not fucking reading this shit right now. I just flipped over to a thing about sexual harassment. I'm like, I'm not reading this.
Yeah, I was watching a movie, an in-flight movie. I forget which one it was, but there was a plane crash in it. And like, so it's on my screen, and I'm like looking around, like, people probably think I'm a fucking asshole for this. I'm just sitting on a flight watching plane, making everyone in my row watch a plane crash.
Dude,
think about that. A guy fucking died while I was out there boozing, dude.
Yeah. Did everyone just shuffle out there? Like,
yeah, everyone left.
Silently?
People were like crying and shit. Yeah. I mean, a guy died. It was.
I hear you.
And a whole, in front of a whole fucking bleacher of people, guy got fucking squashed by a car.
I mean, what's funny, too, because I was just, that book I read, All Things Shining, or All the Shining Things. I think the dude who told me to check it out was Big Dan, dude, from, I think, not Cincinnati, Louisville.
Okay.
He, I had to give him a shout out. But they were talking about how that's, like, our last venue left for people to find meaning in, like, watching, like, sports or things. You're watching someone just, like, transcend, like, oh, my God, these guys are flying. Everyone is, like, collectively, like, not thinking. They're just like, ah, and then the guy dies. It's like the priest had a heart attack during church, basically.
I told you that. At my uncle's, so my dad's sister married this guy. So he's my uncle, but I don't know his parents. We're at his parents' funeral, one of them.
Yeah.
And the priest was doing the fucking incense thing, the bell. Or like, you know that thing that sways?
Yeah, the
smoke that comes out, the incense.
Yeah.
And he fucking mid-sway, like, passed out. Shit flew everywhere, and he fainted on the thing. Oh. And my uncle was standing next to me. He was just like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, yes. That guy's the funniest. I didn't know he was funny. I didn't know my uncle was funny until that moment. The priest passed out, and he just goes, oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude,
I got too fucked up on Friday. And then Saturday, mom's birthday party. Just
your mammy's nothing, birthday party or Saturday?
Almost nothing worse than being hungover at a family party.
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting judged by everybody.
What were they saying?
They're like, you look like shit. Like, every single person was like, you look like shit.
Ugh.
You look horrible. I'm like, all right, great. It's good to be here.
That sucks.
Just slogging through this fucking party.
It sucks.
You just want to lay down. There's kids screaming.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible, dude. I've done that.
I haven't been that hungover in a while. That was a rough one. That was at 5 a.m.
You shouldn't like have some fucking respect, dude.
I'm smoking a blunt at 5 a.m.
Somebody died, dude.
True. A guy got hit
like, I'm not even hungover, dude. I'm mourning.
I'm just mourning the guy who got smashed by a car.
Yeah, big, you fucking assholes. You should have ran to your room like, fuck you guys. I
slammed
the
door.
Hate you guys. Someone died at the fucking dirt track. You guys are here
Mom,
fucking around.
How can you celebrate?
What, you think about your birthday? Fuck that, dude.
Yeah, it was... That was wild, man. Everybody ran over to that part of the track where the crash was. You could just see smoke coming up. It was like, oh, man. And then people were like, started walking away from the wreck, like crying and like.
No boos?
What do you mean?
Boo.
Oh, no. Nobody booed the, maybe him now that he's a ghost. Yeah, he was like, ooh.
Finally.
The racetrack is very spooky.
This is fucking spooky.
It's like, got to be haunted over there.
How many bodies, dude?
There's got to be a ton
of
bodies.
It's what, one a year?
Yeah, probably.
Shit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You got to come with me.
I do.
It's so, dude.
Well, I'm going to wait a year now.
Big ass cornfield, like in the back behind
it. Of course.
It. The sun was like going down behind the cornfield. Like right when we walked in.
Are there
in,
any shortcuts?
Like, this is fucking sick.
So any shortcuts?
No, it's not like
Mario
Troopers.
Kart. It's not like Mario Kart.
That's what
like,
that guy tried to take. He tried to hit the jump and someone put a banana there.
Someone put an old man
in
the way, dude.
Someone put a fake box.
Dude, what do you think about all the deaths right now? The shootings.
Oh, man.
You think they're for real?
Yeah. I think they're real.
You think so?
I think saying otherwise is not a good look for us.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. I want to know, when did this start, dude?
Shootings?
We've been had guns. I'm not turning this into an anti-takeaway gun argument, but
I think
we had guns, dude. So when?
I think in 2004, an assault rifle ban got lifted in the United States.
Really?
I think.
And people started shooting.
And then
when did people have been like going in with like muskets and fucking lighting up the town? Like when did this start?
I believe it's pharmaceuticals.
I think so too.
I think without a doubt.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Because it's like they're happening now. They're like one a week.
They're all like dudes that were, you know, 90s kids that were given Ritalin and shit their whole lives. It fucks your brain chemistry up.
Yeah.
Taking all those like antidepressants, anti-anxiety things.
Well, it was on the books making people, like a sliver of people, more suicidal.
Yeah.
So it's like, and that's been established. So like you're saying there's no link between like homicidality or whatever.
And what sucks about it is even having that discussion, people are like, you're making an excuse for white men.
White terrorism.
It's like, dude, we're not making an excuse for it. It's just, let's figure out why. Unless you believe the answer is that white men are inherently evil, then in that case, we can stop searching for a problem.
Well, there's people who are saying it's literally Trump. Trump has, like, emboldened, there's, like, dormant shooters who are like, I need to go to the mall and light people up. But, like, Trump finally came, and they were like, now I go.
Now it's time.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the Sandy Hook guy said. He said he loved The Apprentice. He was a big Trump guy even back then.
Sandy Hook. Shooter.
Sandy Hook was like in his manifesto. He was like, The Apprentice fucking rules.
It's fucking hilarious. What
no,
about
that's
the,
not true.
What about the, well, okay. I was like,
I was trying to prove that shootings
were. I was like,
I didn't
think he did.
They preceded Trump Daddy.
Yeah, that's true. For a second, I was like, I mean, I guess these guys probably write some wild shit.
Well, it's weird to, I bet Trump doesn't help.
Shooters?
I don't know.
Dude, I'm just trying to. Yeah, and I used to be the biggest person to be like, dude, actors should get paid like $14 an hour. It's pretty easy. If you're crossing multiple time zones and doing all that shit, it fucks you up, dude.
Yeah,
it
so that'll
really
be
fucks you
exhausting.
Up.
And I was like, I'll just go home and rest a few days. I ended up blacking out.
Hilarious.
Retarded. I was like, this will be a nice trip home. I'll just hang out. Went to the dirt track, blacked out.
Obviously.
Balled out.
Man, guy died.
Guy fucking got smashed.
Fuck, man.
We were talking about like his day. How weird is that? That's how you, like, you just die. You know what I mean? Like, that guy had a normal day.
Yeah.
Guy went about. I wonder if there was a moment where he was just like, something's weird.
He fell it off?
Just, yeah, like you just feel like, oh, it's my last day on Earth. And you just keep, like, he probably, like, was complaining about coffee, you know?
Could be.
Just like, this goddamn neighborhood's a piece of shit. Can't wait to see the race tonight.
Well, people who believe in, like, ghosts and shit, one of the big things is, like, when a ghost is near you, you get goosebumps. That's also, like, what your central nervous system does when it's scared. Like, you get your hair stand on edge when you're scared.
Yeah, so it's
like, yeah, it's.
I wonder, but then that guy just goes through his day, and he's standing on the bed of a truck, watching the sun go down over beautiful Mechanicsburg, just a glorious night, and then that 43 car flips over.
I mean, dude,
you got 1 second to be like, car.
He couldn't move. That guy was frozen.
I mean, those
life, his life probably flashed before his eyes too.
Yeah, his life flashed of just him standing at a dirt track every night. That was his life. Just like, whoo,
I mean,
every day.
It's still terrifying to think about, like, if you die after you're dead and you're just like, oh, fuck, I'm dead. It's got to be terrifying, dude.
What?
Being
if you die after
you're
dead?
If you're really alive
after
you're
die,
dead.
You're just like,
if you don't just completely black out, if you're just like, whoo, like, what the fuck's it? That would be
you float up, you're
horrifying,
like, whoa,
dude.
Look at the stadium.
Whoa.
You just fly away.
And you're just trapped on Earth forever, just like, hey, here you go.
I haunt Williams Grove now. That's a good place to haunt, though. Name wise,
for sure,
spooky Williams Grove.
Yeah,
you'd be hanging out with a bunch of racers, though. A bunch of dudes have been fucking killed there. That'd be a good place to ghost.
For sure,
to be a ghost, Williams Grove would be
kind of crowded, though, dude. That's like the mall of ghosts.
There's a lot of ghosts there,
like,
but they're all the exact same. They're all wearing jumpsuits. It's like, hey, took that turn a little too sharp, man.
Just watch people laugh, like, yeah, someone fucking died in the dirt track.
Hey,
have some respect.
Yeah, that guy just. Standing there, a car flips, flies right at you.
Yeah, I think about that a lot, about my death, dude.
And then me and Beezer are standing on the fence like, guy fucking died. We're like, hurry up and chug that.
That's because
we gotta go.
It's not sacred to you guys.
Well,
that is not sacred to you guys. a man died at the dirt track, and you guys are fucking around.
I saw a little kid crying and hugging his mom, and I was like, "Ooh, this is sad." Sadder than I thought.
Yeah, dude.
I was reverent.
So was Grandpa died.
I was reverent.
How was the bees? Was the bees on his best behavior?
None day? Of us were really that. We weren't that reverent. As soon as we got out into the grass parking lot, we started getting fucked up.
Yeah, but imagine that, dude. There's people there.
And then we just went out, you know?
Oh, for sure.
We're just like, whatever.
We got to fucking go home. Didn't affect us. Candlelight vigil? Course. That's crazy.
It's just funny to just be like, oh, fuck, a guy got smashed by a car. Anyway, let's go try to get some pussy, like, you know?
Yeah, that's where we're at now. Literally. And it's no fault. I'm the same way. I would be like, that's fucking hilarious. But to think about that, you're out, someone dies, you're just like, whoa! Oh, whoa!
Holy fuck.
What else are we going to do? Oh, let's go somewhere else. I'm bored. This is B, dude. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck,
yeah,
dude?
It was funny. The announcer had to come on and be like, and that is the end of the race.
He knew he died.
Everybody, we're going to have to get out of here due to the severity of the wreck.
Oh.
That's it. The race is over.
Dude, the driver killed an old man, too. Think about that.
Flipped.
You're better, dude. Imagine being like, fuck.
That guy was probably like, let's go to a fucking brew house. Let's go get fucked up. Fuck that guy.
Do you quit or do you like stay on the track? Like, I'd imagine you have to like, just dirt track etiquette. You got to go like address the person's family. You got to knock up and be like, hey, man, I'm the driver that took out your grandpa. I owe everybody. Like,
took out your paw.
Took out your paw, your papaw.
Your paw was at the track, got hit with a car. I mean, again, though, 67, he was hanging out at the dirt track. That's how he wanted. That's exactly how he wanted to go.
I mean,
you'd have to imagine.
I could.
I kind of wouldn't mind going that way.
At 67?
No, if I'm just standing on the sidelines at like a Notre Dame game. The
ball just takes you
70-year-old, you know, quarterback leads the wideout. Quarterback leads the wideout a little too far. I get fucking lit up and explode.
Yeah, and then like a bunch of kids just are like, oh, they just go get hammered at night. Like,
holy fuck, you see that guy get fucking killed?
Died, dude.
Holy fuck.
Yeah,
some
man.
Idiot died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts. It's going to be fun. It'll be funny to watch people, maybe it won't even be a big thing, but people our age hit like the age where like we're grappling with our own death. It's going to be pretty funny to watch people.
Yeah.
To ironically be like, oh, I'm like dying right now. Oh my God.
Well, all that shit will start going out the window. All the fucking people that are, the irony, all the ironic like hipster.
Once they start to die?
Gay shit. No, once they have a fucking family. That shit gets cut out.
I don't think so, dude. I've seen people talk about like dadding and momming and like adulting while with kids, and it's like
they're gonna have to dying. Yeah, have a tough time dying.
This is the worst part of adulting.
Oh man,
dude.
Hashtag fucking dying right now. I can't believe I'm dying. Dying's gay.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know. Cancer's nice. If you want to get like a nice run on social media to make a comeback, that's a fucking heavy stream of likes.
Oh, I still haven't dipped.
What?
Still haven't dipped.
Nice.
Have not thrown a dip.
That's fucking sick. Pretty
inside and very sad.
Well, you know, you lose. I told you this before. You don't get REM sleep. So if you're drinking constantly all the time, you're just not.
I also was thinking about that. Like the damage I must have just done to my brain on Friday. Must be crazy.
From not sleeping?
Also, last week I pissed myself.
Happens. So I told you that was
these
more.
These are two like powerful fucking nights of like. Hard damage to my body.
How many drinks do you think you would consume in a night, in one of these nights?
I can't.
Hit me with a number.
I have no idea.
20?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Take a fucking break, dude.
Probably, yeah.
Take a fucking break.
Nah, dude.
I had like 6 glasses of wine. I was dancing with someone's grandma last night,
dude.
Well, take a
these
break.
These are hours of drinking. This is from...
See...
We got to the racetrack at 8. I went to bed at 5 a.m.
Jesus, dude. See, that's for me. I smoke weed intentionally while I drink. Otherwise, yeah. I do the same thing, and I'll just keep drinking and drinking until I see double. And then, like, someone carts me off, or I'm just kind of
Yeah.
I smoke weed while I'm drinking.
To knock yourself out?
Because it makes me tired. It kind of levels me, and it's just like, I just start, and I'll just, like, fall into a stupor. I'm like, whoa, dude, God's a fucking pimp, dude.
I can't believe God's a pimp.
Alcohol is fucking evil, dude. I don't need any more of this. And I'm like, I got to dance with her grandma. I'll feel so bad if I don't do it.
Yeah, this is like, I don't know. Let's see how Phoenix goes. Give Phoenix a run.
No pressure. I mean, you can only quit so many things. That's my dad's famous saying. You have
to
You have to abuse something.
Yeah.
That's his.
Oh,
that's
I'm gonna
his credo.
Definitely drink, but if I can keep it in not blacked out, that's a win.
Fair.
I just have a couple beers. We're good.
Fair.
But now it's getting to the point where I'll go to a show and the Bulls will show up.
Dogs come out.
Do a shot. Let's get crazy.
Yeah, man.
All right.
What?
All right, I'll do it.
I'll do a shot with you. You see me, bro. I'm half Native American. As soon as the fire water hits my lips, dude, I'm fucking gone.
You don't handle it that well.
As soon as the fire water hits my lips,
you
dude,
handle
I'm
booze.
Gone, dude.
Weak.
Yes.
But you usually have fun.
You're usually having fun.
It's never.
I'm a good time, dude.
You're a real good time, Charlie.
I'm an old good time. When someone puts some fucking liquor in me, I'm fucking cracking
wise.
Yeah,
you and me have to drink together.
I know.
We haven't drank. We haven't done anything in a while.
We do. We have to fucking. We have to raise a goblet, dude.
I know. I wish you could have come see that guy get killed with me.
Fortunately, I was studying a fucking interracial wedding with heavy Christian dynamics going on. It was, yeah, I could have seen a guy die, but instead I got to watch.
Seeing a guy die is sick.
Well, I got to watch all the stuff I'm reading about with like different belief systems kind of moving on one thing. And I was like, dude, this is fucking, yeah. This is shit is crazy.
When the crash happened, like it was on the other side of the track and like everyone ran to it.
Of course.
And like while everyone was running to it, I was like, this is weird. We're all running to see it. And then once people started turning around the other way, I was like, ooh, this must be bad.
Whoa.
Yeah. Everyone thought it was just a regular wreck.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Like, running over, like, oh, what happened? Whoa.
I mean, dude, are they hoping on some level that doesn't happen?
What?
Going to the racetrack.
You're hoping to see a wreck. You're not hoping to see a guy get fucking
fatal
splattered
wreck.
By a fucking car.
Oh, God.
67-year-old get fucking, oof.
I mean, people used to pack in arenas to watch people cut each other's heads off, dude.
Sure. I mean, that's in there.
You don't think we want to see a fucking little splatty splat?
I was bragging about it.
What?
I was telling people. I was like, God damn, I saw another guy die. No, I didn't see this one. And I didn't even go to the first one. The one that guy died at was, I haven't seen these fatalities. But
damn,
I'm there. I'm always
dude.
There, dude. I'm like
you're like
angel
the fucking
death,
dude in the
dude.
Bone Thugs video, dude.
I am.
You should start wearing a black leather duster and going over there.
Just poking dudes on the forehead. The fuck? Get your hands off me, you fucking weirdo. Dude, that's another thing. We got there. I was like, holy shit. Like, every once in a while, like, when I'm doing stand-up, I'm like, I'm not even a fucking hick. This is all a fucking gimmick. I'm a fraud. And then I go home, and I'm like, holy shit, I was not lying.
Yeah.
Dude, Williams Grove is like, the level of white trash there is insane, dude.
I mean, dude, you just told me a guy died in the back of a pickup truck from a dirt car. I mean, I don't think anyone's questioning that, dude.
It's like dudes at flannel cutoffs, fucking.
It's Larry the Cable Guys.
Several Larry the Cable Guys. Larry the Cable Men, dude, everywhere. There's so many of them.
Larry the Cable Gang, dude.
Dude, there's a ton of them. It was crazy.
That's the, man. Imagine.
And then they all have that white trash, like, bone structure and, like, fate. They're all, like, ratty looking weirdos.
And that's, dude, that's the. I was watching a thing the other day. They're talking about the. There's, like, the left way and the right way. And there's a lot of people who just, like, where they grow up around, it's almost, like, instinctual to just, like, grab onto all of it. Be like, yes, this is what we're doing. Don't ask any questions. And I'm going to just wear cutoff flannels, and I'm going to stay here. And, you know, it's like, that's one way. And there's a whole other person, whole other type of person who's like, yeah, this is weird. I'm going to try to do something else. And it's like, dude.
Most of the time, they get bullied out, that type of person. Normally, they're ostracized, and then they're like, I'm going to go be different and move to the city.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes they're just like, it's kind of weird. But again.
Sometimes they're a trailblazer, like myself, where you're like, you know what?
That.
This town ain't big enough for me.
Nope.
I'm going to go out to the Big Apple.
Go to the Big App, baby.
I went and took a bite out. A big old bite.
But eventually you settle into something.
Yeah. Hopefully stand up.
Yeah, exactly. We don't take kindly to you, the racetrack, dude.
They did not take kindly to my friends.
Really?
Bison, my friend Bison showed up in like khaki shorts and a polo. And like my friend Boy was wearing fucking boat shoes.
How dare he, dude.
I was like, you guys are going to get us fucked up in here.
To be continued, dude.
Let's wrap it up.
It's like 2 hours, 60 minutes.
That's long. I'm going to be gone forever.